Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu. Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 3 is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO.
Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. Thank you for your patience today with our power surge situation.
Your caller back.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the deal.
So just tuning in, Neil was playing the game show. He was down 2-0. Neil, if you're still listening, we'd like you to call back because Bill Sip and Bill would like to have a win.
We think we can win it. If we were down 0-2, we'd say we just got to disqualify the game and we'd move on to the next.
They don't want to take the dub and say, listen, it was 2-0.
We can't
take it. It appeared to be a win, but you never know what would happen.
It's not. We cannot take the win without actually winning. Absolutely.
Could you have someone else call in for him?
Sure.
I think it's got to be Neil.
Neil, if you're still out there.
Neil's 35.
I was
35.
35.
Neil.
The youth.
Neil, if you want to,
if him and Jake could become friends, they're the same age.
It's possible. I don't think I know. I don't know really any Neil's
my age
at all. Did you
guys exchange phone numbers?
Do you need a friend?
You need a friend.
I got no friends.
Are you sure?
But if Neil wants to, you know, I get him a coffee. Come on down.
You would have a coffee with him at the mill.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. So Neil, this is good. We're gonna do a friendship
friend.
Thing.
I don't know if Neil's still listening at this
Neil,
point.
Neil, where are you?
He's not calling.
Does
in.
Anyone know Neil? Reach out to him. He might be at work.
We're trying to finish off the game show because they're interrupted by a power surge.
There are kids sitting in parents' cars right now that are way late for school that will not go in.
Because they didn't get a finality on the game show.
Suits.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what we're after is finality.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the call. Neil, if you're out there, I can take your phone
closure.
Call. I'll open up the rejoin again. I'll open the music for it.
Closure's important.
Yes.
It is.
Speaking of closure, Shimmick?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Retiring?
End of October.
You guys were talking about this yesterday.
Yeah, Ken Shimmick, who is a big part of the show. You know, Kevin Suits and Shimmick, we mention them all the time. 10-11 News.
What's going on here?
He's retiring.
When?
At the end of October.
He's only been there like 10 years.
Times four.
So Shimmick's retiring?
He's retiring.
Yeah.
At That's age, big. Do you know the age?
I don't know his age.
I did it again. So you love that when I do that.
You want to guess his age?
This one didn't really bother me.
Okay.
Are they moving Suits to the weather now?
Shimmick, that'd be funny.
Shimmick must be.
He's been there for 44 years.
69 or 68. That's my guess.
44 years.
44 years at 10-11 News.
So 10-11 is strong. He worked with Mel.
Do you have an age on him?
I'm trying to find this here. I do not have an age for Ken Shimmick.
You have a wiki page.
What would you guess? In his 60s?
69.
Upper 60s, probably.
He's about nailed it. Yeah, 68, 69 years old.
He started working there on October 1st, 1981 at 10-11.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to find this right now.
Yeah, as a morning show producer, worked his way up to the main meteorologist for the state of Nebraska.
Mm-hmm. Meteorologist.
10-11 News.
He's the guy you lean on.
Ken Shimmick.
66.
66. Okay.
66 years old is Ken Shimmick.
I wonder where his plans are from here on out.
I think we might have Neil back on the line.
Oh, this would be awesome.
All right. Neil, are you there? Is this Neil?
Yeah, it is.
Okay,
sweet.
Neil. Hey, we're not done yet with you. We're not done.
I was taking my kids to school, and then thank God for Keith. He texted me and said, they want you to call back.
Yeah, okay.
Keith, let's
fire up the game show again because we got to finish this.
I don't know. It's Keith.
Okay. All right, Neil.
Here we go, Neil.
Continuation of the power surge.
In 40
game.
Minutes.
We're going to just take your beating.
Neil.
Stay alive, Neil.
You're in it, Neil.
You're in it.
Your last question.
What Colorado and longtime NFL kicker was the first team All-American kicker in 2005 college football? Oh,
just retired. Oh. Did he go to the Colts?
This is for you, Neil. Neil.
Adam Vinatieri.
Adam Vinatieri is the guest. It's not correct. So
we
have closure. We have closure.
We have closure.
I just went off what he said, Colts. Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for calling back and taking the official.
What a job! You called back and he dropped his kids off.
He did.
And rallied back.
Thank you, Neil.
Can we give him a bagel? Can we give him some bagels? Neil, win.
You, Neil, we'll get you a business box of bagels.
You win the bagels.
Because you called back.
You
so
called back.
You.
You're a winner in our world, Neil.
Yeah, you bet. All right, Neil. Thank you.
Thanks, dog. It means a lot.
Thanks, dog. Threw a dog at you there. Okay, we have one.
Thanks, dog.
Do you have the answer?
You said, thanks, Bill.
You said, he said dog, didn't he?
I don't think so. No, it's pretty nice, Bill.
You're rattled.
You're rattled.
I heard dog in my ear.
That's okay.
Headphones.
Okay. You can hear what
do you have the answer to that or not?
No. We're going to get it. It is Crosby. Crosby. Mason Crosby.
Brilliant.
Mason Crosby is right.
He just retired.
He just retired.
And the last question was, Notre Dame fell to Ohio State 34-20 in the 2005 Fiesta Bowl. Who was the head coach of the Fighting Irish in 05?
Say it again.
Notre Dame fell to Ohio State 34-20 in the 05 Fiesta Bowl. Who was the head coach of the Fighting Irish in 05? You've already won the game.
Oh, I think we know this. It is Davey.
Bob Davey's the
Bob
guest.
Davey.
He's been gone for a couple years.
Was it Willingham? Willingham got.
Is it Willingham?
I thought it was Willingham.
It is
Weiss.
Charlie Weiss is correct.
That's all right. That was nothing.
Yeah. We're still winners.
Yeah.
You did win. You're 6-1.
Anything.
Yeah.
6-1. Tiebreaker for Bill.
Hey, wait a second.
6-1.
We're 6-1. I want that. Yeah. No.
Thank you.
6-1. Okay. Tiebreaker for Bill. How many total yards did Vince Young have in Texas's national championship win over USC in the 05 Rose Bowl?
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
So rushing, passing, we're talking?
Rushing, passing. How many total yards for Vince Young?
409.
Sip over, under,
I like
409.
That number. Oh, a little under.
467 yards. He had 267 past 200 rushing yards in that win against USC, which is a game
so
you just, you'll never forget that game.
Think about that. What Pete Carroll's known is he's a defensive coach. You knew going into the game that Vince Young can run the football. It is a major, incredible talent. He can run the
gazelle.
Football. And they couldn't tackle him.
Okay, I got a question. Does Vince Young get recognized enough of one, as one of the all-time greats?
No, because he was an all-time great college quarterback. I mean, like when you start to people like that, you talk about like the Tommy Frazier's, the Eric Crouches, the different quarterbacks that were generational, unbelievable, and he was.
So you're saying he does get recognized?
No, he doesn't get recognized enough. I don't think he does.
He
should be talked to.
Jake, I don't
just
think
go
he
back.
Does.
Like you said, go watch that game. Just go watch that
I don't
game.
Think he gets recognized enough.
Well, Vince Young gets criticized for he had a really good rookie year in the NFL with the Titans, and he fell off, and then he had some other issues.
Yeah, he has some personal issues.
Off-field issues.
Right. I think that's part of it.
Yeah. Have affected his legacy, I suppose. But no,
that's
in terms of a player, he was incredible at Texas.
Oh.
You had to watch him. He was must-watch television.
He was must-see
Well, think
TV.
About that title game. Reggie Bush and Vince Young. Number one and two and three in the Heisman winners with Leinart third. They had the top three players in the country playing in the title game.
It's remarkable. 2005, Jake. Random year, but interesting.
It wasn't random. We chose because Akron, Nebraska's opponent on Saturday.
I'm very much going random.
MAC title was in 2005.
That's random.
That's very memorable.
Yes. Who was their coach when they won it all? In 2005.
Zips?
Where was their head
coach?
Was
that Jerry Faust?
Akron head coach.
I don't think so.
You would never. Will we recognize this name?
Yes. No, not a chance in hell.
Who was it?
J.D. Brookhart?
No, don't recognize
no, don't know it.
This is incredible. Okay, J.D.
I don't recognize yeah, that name.
This is great. Okay, so they won the MAC in 2005. This is great.
Akron.
His record there as head coach was 29-43. He wasn't even good.
No.
So
does he have a statue?
This is great.
J.D. Brookhart.
So he was
right there, next to the Brookhart statue.
He was there from 04 to 09. Hey, he was there from there from 04 to 09. And his best year was 7-6, the year they won the MAC. He won the MAC at 7-6, 5-3 in conference play.
What bowl game they go to?
They lost the Motor City Bowl that year.
Okay. Played hard.
I bet they played hard.
They lost. They upset Northern Illinois 31-30 in the conference title game.
His name again?
J.B. Brookhart. J.D. Brookhart.
And Sip gave an analogy. What is it?
It's right next to the Brookhart statue. Let's take a ride at the Brookhart statue.
They lost 38-31. They lost to Memphis.
That just tickles me.
But they won the MAC with a 7-6 record, 5-3 in conference play.
All right.
Akron.
All right. 5-3.
But okay. We were going to try to have an Akron guest on. They never responded, though. We're looking for Michael Bevin from the Akron Beacon Journal or David Skosian, the Zips radio.
Anyone knows those guys, reach out.
They have not responded. Rudy and I both attempted to reach out to them, and they did not. It did not return our calls and emails.
Probably get Moorhead on.
Joe, come on the show. Let's talk.
I'll have Keith reach out to him.
And do you think that who was the caller? Daniel?
Neil?
Neil? Was he talking about Keith Mann?
No. He said something about his kids.
Oh, no. He said.
I don't think it was Keith.
I think, Jake, you also said he said dog.
And someone's confirming he did say Bill. I'm not sure why I heard dog.
How about Jake? Yeah. Hey, threw a dog at you.
That's what I heard.
I didn't hear that.
I swear he said Keith texted me and said call back.
He said Keith. Was that Keith Mann? Sports information director got a hold of it, that'd be incredible.
Yeah. He's pulling strings out there.
And Neil does say it was Bill, I said. So yeah. I'm sorry, Neil. I heard dog. I'm not sure what my ears were hearing at this point.
Neil, who texted you to call in? We'd like to know that. We think the name was Keith.
Was it Keith
Zimmer from Academics?
Could be Keith Zimmer.
Keith Zimmer from Academics, yes.
He's getting ready to address the Akron players.
Yes.
And what would their face look like?
Stern. Don't smile.
Before we get to break, Bill, I'm curious, the lights last night on the house, what did you have for the halo lights?
We've been going, well, I don't know if we did last night, I'm trying to think back, but we've been going, there's one called Fall Festival. There's a fall lighting.
Fall Festival.
It has kind of a fall Halloween-y type of theme. I don't know if Halloween-y is a word.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Do you write poetry as you're sitting in your front lawn?
I don't ever sit in my front lawn.
Don't you?
Who's sitting in the front lawn?
The lawn chair.
I sit in the lawn chair in the lawn with all kinds of bugs.
LaRue's over there saying, what are you doing, Bill?
Bill, what are you doing? LaRue.
Scribbling in a notebook. It's poetry.
Did some poetry. I was sitting in my front yard. You want to sit on your back patio? No, just sit in the front yard.
Put out a cup of coffee.
You like rhymes?
Do you like rhymes?
Halo Custom Lighting, also with Neiman and Sons. That's who you contact.
Get a hold of Josh McGuire, the spirit animal of Neiman. Get a hold of them.
Oh, yeah, that's loud. I'm sorry, everybody. It's okay. Very loud. When we come back, it is a very big night in America, in the world, in the sporting world. We'll tell you why next. An early break of the ticket.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on Hero.co for more information.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration.
Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.